Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh. We'll start with the Koseres. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Asei Achas. So there's one mitzvah, one positive commandment. V'hi l'chashev, v'leita, v'likvoa. So there's three things. Calculate, okay? Determine, and then establish which day, who, t'chilas kol chodesh v'chodesh m'chodesh shana. So basically, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh is to work out the first day of the month. That's the key. First day of the month. Okay. Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. The Rambam says, Chodesh Hashana, Heim Chodesh Elavana. So the months of the year for Jews are the lunar months. Okay? Shenemar Olas Chodesh Bechodesho, Venemar Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Kach Amru Chachamim, Herolo Chodesh Baruch Lemoshe Bar Nevua, Demus Levana, Ve'amrlo Kezer Ra Ve'Kidesh. So God showed Moshe through prophecy, right, the moon, the picture of the moon, and said, this is what you need to do to go ahead and be Mekadesh the month, right? So months are lunar. V'hashanim, shanu b'chashvim, but when it comes to the year, heim shnei achama, that's the solar year. Shenemar shemor es chodesh aviv. So we have lunar months, and we have solar year. Now, what's the difference between the two? Halacha beis, v'kama yaseira shnas achama al shnas halavana, karo v'echad asar yom. So it's also important to know they were very accurate in their predictions, but obviously even with their accuracy predictions, it's even more accurate today. But this is pretty close. What's the difference between a solar year and a lunar year? It's about 11 days. Lefikach hashiskabetz mina tosefes azos kmo shloshim yom. So after a couple years go by, when you start gathering together approximately 30 extra days, meaning once that number in its totality equals about 30, O pachos mat, o yesmrat, give or take. Mosifin chodesh echad. So what do? We create a leap year. We add a lunar month to the year. The osin osa hashana shlosh asar chodesh. And the year becomes 13 months. Via nikres shana meuveris. That is the, full. Literally meuveris means full, but we call it the leap year. Leap month, I'm sorry. She efshra liyos hashana shnei masar chodesh, right? Because it's impossible for the year to be 12 months. See, we don't want a year to ever be 12 months plus, let's say, 11 days. We want it to be a nice whole, month. So we want it to end off at the month and then begin the next month and not have like a period of time, which is 11 days. Think about how things would be so messed up if we had 12 months, 11 days, and then the next month starts after that. Okay. Because, and it's interesting, darshan out from the Torah, that what do? You count months to the year, but not days to the year. So months are the mechanism we use to count out a year. Okay, lacha gimel. Now the moon, halavana, nisteres b'kol chodesh v'chodesh, ve'ena nires kamo shnei yamim v'pachos yeser. So there is a time every month where the moon is completely hidden. Okay? Again, this is perception. When we look up at the sky, we can't see the moon. Okay? And it's approximately about 2 days, give or take. Kmo yom echad, kodem shetitbak b'shemesh, okay? It's about 1 day before it's literally, it's stuck to the sun. What it means is that the sun and the moon are going to cross, overlap each other on their various pathways, b'sof ha-chodesh, which is at the end of the month. Ukmo yom echad, acha shetitbak b'shemesh, v'terev marav b'erev. And it goes until approximately 1 day after this conjunction moment, and you'd be able to see it, you could see it ever so slightly in the west, okay, at night. What the west means we'll also get down to later on, but you'll be able to see a little sliver, the first early crescent of the moon in the west. Uvelel shetira b'erev achar shenistara, and when the first sighting of the moon, after it's been hidden for a while, he tchila sachodesh, right, that's considered the first day of the month, umonin me'osa hayom tishav esrim yom, and now you count 29 days. So the moment you see that sliver, that crescent appear, that's when you know it's the first day of the month and you count 29 days. Vim yera hereach leil shloshim, let's say you saw that first sliver on the 30th day, yeh yom shloshim rosh chodesh, then the 30th day becomes rosh chodesh, vim lo yera yeh rosh chodesh yom echav shloshim, v'yom shloshim mechodesh avar, and if not, then rosh chodesh would be the 31st day, okay, and the 30th day would be the last day of the previous month, okay. Again, 31st day meaning rosh chodesh, now it's the first day. Now, if we don't see the moon, we never say that Rosh Chodesh would ever be on the 31st day. So it's important to keep in mind, a lunar month can never be more than 30 days. So there's no such thing as a 31-day month. Such a thing would be impossible. So again, we use the moon as our basic guide for when the beginning of the month ends up being. Okay, Halacha Dalet, Achodesh Sheyeh Tisha Ve'Esrim Yom, V'Yirah Yareach B'Leil Shloshim, Nikra Chodesh Chaser. So we've heard of this before. When there are 29 days in a month, right, when the moon is sighted on the 30th day, we now call that month a Chodesh Chaser, a missing, it's missing something. V'Imlo Yirah Yareach, if we didn't see the moon, excuse me, the moon, V'Yeh Chodesh Avar Shloshim Yom, and now the month that has passed has been 30 days, Nikra Chodesh Me'ubar, that's called a full month. Menikra Chodesh Mole, and therefore it's the, again, the full month. V'Yareach She'Yireh B'Leil Shloshim, Hu HaNikra Yareach She'Nera Bizmano. Now the moon that's sighted on the night of the 30th, right, meaning 30 days after the first day of the month, that's considered the moon that was sighted at the correct time. Vim Nira Bilel Echad Shloshim, but if I saw it on the 31st, the Lo Nira Bilel Shloshim, and it wasn't seen on the night of the 30th, Hu Nikra Yareach, Shenira Bilel Iburo. That's called the moon that's seen on the night of its being its full. Okay, meaning almost to imply extra. Okay? Okay. Halacha hey, Ein Re'ias Hayareach Misor L'chol Adam, Kemo Shabbos Bereishis. Okay, so, when it comes to being Koveya the Chodesh, this isn't something that any person can do. Okay? It's not like Shabbos, right? Shekol Echa Mona Shisha V'Shoves B'Shvi'i. Shabbos is an astronomical certainty. You count 6 days, seventh day is Shabbos for you. El Beisdin Hadavar Masur. It's only in the hands of Beisdin. Ash Yikdashuhu Beisdin V'Yikvu Osan Hayom Rosh Chodesh Hushia Rosh Chodesh. It is in the power. Beis Din is the only institution that can make a Rosh Chodesh. It's not the Gabbai who announces the Molad, it's Beis Din. And when Beis Din, only Beis Din can tell you when that actually comes to existence. Shenemar HaChodesh Zelachem, Eidus Zu Tiyeh Misorah Lachem. So there's a special Misorah, okay, what's really a special right that Beis Din has, that only Beis Din has, to go ahead and set up Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, Halacha Vav, Bezim Mechashim Bechashvonos, Kederach Shemechashim, Had Stagninim, Sheyodim Mekomos Kochavim, Umehalcham, Vechokim, Dakim, Ad Sheyedu, Im Efshar, Sheyra Yerech Bizmano, Shulal Shoshim O Yefshar. Now, in order to be on Bezim, you must be good at mathematics and astronomy. Okay? That is your obligation. Because what you would do is, you would sit there and stare up, and you would stare up at the sky, and you would actually calculate out exactly when the moon, for example, would appear. So Beis Din would know, they would predict mathematically, right, whether the moon would appear on the 30th or not. Im yodu she'efshar she'yireh, if they knew the moon could be visible on, let's say, the 30th, yoshun umsafin la'edim kol yom kulo shehu yom shloshim, they would wait for the edim to come on the entire 30th. Im ba'u edim v'darshim v'chikrim kalacha, when the witnesses come, they do an investigation of what they saw, of a nemnu divrei mekachin, so if they believe what they said, then they use the edus along with their calculations, kiddush hachodesh. V'imlo nireh, but if they didn't see it, v'lo bo edim, mashlim and shloshim, v'yeh chodesh mubar. Then, if the edim didn't come, we know that we wait till the end of the 30th, and it's called the chodesh mubar. Again, the chodesh with the extra day. V'im yodu b'cheshman she'efshar, this is interesting, but if they know through mathematics that it's impossible that they're going to see the moon on that specific night, ein yoshim yom shloshim, v'im etzaf al edim, they will not sit and wait for the edim on the 30th. That's their confidence in the mathematics. V'im bo edim, yodei b'vada she'hein edei sheker. And if witnesses did come, they would know that the witnesses are lying. O she'nir slam d'mus levana min ha'ovim, v'in levana hodois. Or that they saw, like, for instance, something they thought looked like the moon, but in fact it's really something reflecting off the clouds. All right, just two more halachas and we're done. Mitzvah saseh in halacha zayim in the Torah bezin sheyachshavu v'yedu im yareach o lo yireh. So the Rambam emphasizes this point. It's a positive commandment for bezin to calculate out whether or not the moon will appear. That's part of that commandment. V'sheyidushu se'edem machi kachu sechodesh, and that they have to really investigate the witnesses before they go ahead and are mekadesh sechodesh. V'yishluchu v'yodiu es shar ha'am be'ezo yom hu rosh chodesh. And not only that, they must let everyone know which day is Rosh Chodesh? Kadesh Yedu Be'ez Yom Hina Mordos. Because the purpose of knowing about Rosh Chodesh is to know when the Chagim come out. Shenemar Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Chodesh Venemar V'Shamarta Sechugah Zos Lemo Ada. Okay, Loch Ches. Eim Echashvin Ekovin Chodashim U'ma'avin Shanim Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael. So all these calculations, all this stuff only happens in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Ki Mitzion Teitzei Tara U'Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. V'mhaya adam gadol b'chachma v'nismach b'eretz Yisrael. Now let's say someone is a wise person and he got smicha, the real smicha, in Eretz Yisrael. V'yatzal l'chutz la'aretz, and he goes to, moves to, let's say, the U.S., and there was no one on his level insofar as his mathematical and astronomical expertise. Then he's allowed to go ahead and work out the months and years in Chutz La'aretz. But as long as, if there's someone in Eretz Yisrael who is on his level or greater, then he's not allowed to go ahead and be involved and be Mekadesh HaChodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael.